Blog Talk Radio. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Wake up. Good morning, everyone. This is, again, another episode of Getting from the Word. This is episode 283 on your BTR platform. And we are so delighted to bring you this program today so that you can start your day off with praising the Lord. Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning, my friend? Another day. Well, no, yesterday, this day was not even promised. For the Lord loves us so much that he allowed us to be here, didn't he? Giving all of us a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right. Another chance to be on this side of heaven. Another chance to be on the top soul and not the soul on the top of us. Oh, my friend, I don't know about you this morning, but we definitely serve a good God. He said some of the time of our Lord is good all of the time. 24/7. Yes, he is. He is good all of the time. Amen and amen. But I think you're so excited to be with you this morning. And that you are just excited too. The Lord has benefited all of us, my friend, with another day. And I hope that matters to you, and I hope that you're ready to praise the Lord this morning. Start your day off right. I know tomorrow we will be celebrating what the world may call Thanksgiving. That's a good time. I'm not saying not to celebrate it. It is a thing that brings families together over at Oscar. So we hope that you will have a good time tomorrow, and I believe we won't be doing a program tomorrow, but we'll be back on Friday. And I hope you catch us on Friday. But again, we hope that you have your ears on this morning and that you're listening to us here on chatting from the Word. First of all, if this is your first time listening to the program, we want to welcome you to the program. And not just welcome you to the program, but allow you to know that you are our honored guest, and we thank you for having your ears on. Thank you and thank you. Amen. Amen. And if you love what you listen to, tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. Now, we're on at 9:30 in the morning, Mondays through Fridays. And, of course, if the Lord permits, we will be doing our TV program Saturday and bringing a message of hope and of salvation and of love. And we hope that you're watching that program, too. You can always go back on YouTube. Program so that you may grow thereby. Amen. And amen again. We hope that you have ears on and ready to hear another program from us here on Chatting from the Word. And my friend, if you believe this program is worth your while, help us out financially. We do need your financial assistance to keep this fine program going and going. We hope that you're ready to so that we here can keep this fine program going and going. And we only ask that you begin with $5. If you can begin with $5, that would be a blessing for us here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you want to do with the senior proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in the email address, which is lowercase Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com, and you first may get Oscar York Publishing. And if you get Oscar York Publishing, that is us too. And it's a safety to say that you can put your contribution there too. And you also can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and of course put in my email address, which is lowercase Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. And if you can do it today, it would be very much appreciated. If you can do it today, it would be very much appreciated. And do Brother Oscar another favor, just a small favor. If we are sharing the program with you, if you see the program in your email or wherever, share it. Listen to the program and share it. Because we need more downloads out there now so that we can teach us put the Lord down. Don't let him down. Don't let him down if you know how important the gospel is. Don't let the Lord down. Share this program and tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. And we appreciate that very much. I know the Lord will. Yes, he will. So shouting from the mountaintop that we are on. Amen. And amen. Hey, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, everyone is listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am the host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word. Important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christmas walk, and we are so glad to do just that. Amen and amen. Hey, roll call time, roll call. And this is the time where we give you a shout out to let you know we know you're listening and let you know that we love you and let you know that we appreciate you and say good morning to you. Amen. Amen. Is that all right if we say good morning to you? I might not have all the listening, but Brother Oscar, sure appreciate you. If you listen to us this morning, especially if you listen to us live. And if you want to call in and chat with your host, our chat number is 319-527-6722. Again, if you want to call in and chat with me, the number is 319-527-6722. Hey, and we're also welcome to chat. I don't mind it. I love chatting with you. So call that number again. It's 319-527-6722. And you may have a big part of the program. This is during our chat time. Or you can call that number and add your thoughts to what we are discussing. Amen. And amen again. If you're listening, we would love to just say to you, and that was our roll call. Oh, ho, ho. Okay, Brother Oscar. All right. Now it's time for us to do a snapshot of the program today. Your snapshot of the program today. Of course, you heard our introductory song, which is Singing Hallelujah, sung by Steve Adams. Thank you, Steve. Sung by Steve Adams. And pretty soon will be, of course, our prayer time. Our prayer time, not prayer time scripture, will be found in Psalms 61st Division. That is Psalms, the 61st Division. And if you have a copy of God's Word and you want to read along with us, you are welcome to do that. And of course, we'll be playing three hour of prayer. And of course, we are this morning. And if you want to be a part of the chat this morning, as we just previously said, you can call this number, 319-527-6722. That's 319-527-6722 if you want to have a part in our chat today. And of course, we're changing the direction a little bit because we're at the end of chapter 10. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, and we are going to discuss a little bit from 32 to 33, and then we'll go directly into chapter 11, and we are going to talk about what Paul says here. He says, follow me as I follow Christ. And we said we should follow Christ as Paul did. Paul knew that he was following Christ. And what is to compare ourselves with Paul, so he's following Christ. Paul, he knew that he was following Christ. And by him following Christ, we can follow him. In other words, Paul said, now, if I stop following Christ, don't stop. Just follow Christ. But Paul made a surety and said with insurance that you can follow him and follow Christ. So we're going to look at that today and study that today and chat about that today, at least begin the chat on follow me as I follow Christ. And I believe what I want to do with the lesson, I don't know yet till we get with the chat, but let me make a little personal, okay? So we hope that you stick in here long enough to hear our chat for today and beginning a new chat as I follow Christ. And we hope that you keep your ears on long enough to hear the chat. And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Your snapshot. Are you ready to get on board the gospel explosion? Get on board. Line up, and have your tickets out. And if you lined up with your tickets out, get on board. Oh, the gospel explosion.
Bye.
Amen and amen. This is our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here or adding from the Word, you can send your prayer request to Bella Justice. And it is Oscar York, lowercase, Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com, or you can send it to Chatting from the Word gmail.com, or you can put it on any page that you're listening to the program through, or you can put it on my Facebook page, and we should be able to receive your prayer request. And if you have a prayer request that you want to come up with us here on Chat on Word, we do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Oscar, pray for me, and call my name, and I'll be so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. Or you can call it in. 527-6722. And, of course, we want you to keep in your prayers those that we've been praying for quite some time, those of our loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time at this time. The Uvalde, Texas situation and Ukraine and the Russia conflict. And, of course, pray for those that are going through some difficult time trying to preach and teach the doctrine. And of course, pray for your brother here, Brother Oscar. Pray for me as I pray for you. My friend, if you have a copy of God's Word and you'd love to follow us in our prayer time reading, we will be coming from the 61st Division. That is from the 61st Division. And here, the psalmist penned these words. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a stone tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings and lie. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the inheritance of those that fear thy name. Thy whip prolong the as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform thy vow. Amen, amen. Here the psalmist says, I cry. Hear my cry, O God. Hear my cry. Hear my cry, O God. Hear my supplication. I believe we all want the Lord to hear us, don't we? But before he can hear us, we need to hear him and be in the body of Christ. My friend, are you ready to approach the throne of grace so that we may find help in time like these? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you at this moment with humble hearts, minds, and talks with them. We're crying out to you. We're sending supplication to you, Father. First of all, Father, we just want to thank you for giving us this day. Thank you, Father, for our daily bread. Thank you, Father, for life this day. Thank you, Father, for giving all of us this second chance. Another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right. And Father, our only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come down on this cruel, cruel world to show us how to live, to show us how to love, and to show us how to connect with you, Father. We thank you. Thank you so much for your Son to do that and taking him from the cross, becoming sin who knew no sin, so that our sins may be washed away. So, Father, we thank you so, so much for that. Father, we thank you so, so much. So, so much for that. And Father, we just thank you all over the place. We really do. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We pray, Father, for the you've all situation, Father. We pray, Father, that they may be comforted. Father, we pray for the Russia-Ukraine situation, Father. We pray for that situation, Father. Father, we pray for the world in which we live. Father, we recognize there stands a far distance from you. But Father, what we request that you allow us as Christians to our light and hope that someone may say, I need Jesus. Oh, Father, 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 we pray for those that lost loved ones. We pray, Father, to comfort them. We pray for those that wounded loved ones at the hands of the police, Father. We pray that you comfort them. We pray for each family that has the police officers that have died in the line of duty. Father, we pray for their families. Oh, Father, we pray for all of our political leaders. Father, we recognize they have a tough job and tough decisions to make. But Father, we pray that they never make laws for getting up to what we need, but make laws, Father, where we can all live in peace and harmony. Oh, Father, come pray for the church again, and our church be a lighthouse, leading others to Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for all of our listeners at this time. Father, we pray that you be with each and every one of them. Help them so they see it. Father, cast all their doubts and fears in the deepest part of the sea, where they won't be stressed anymore. Oh, Father, 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 we just thank you all over the place this morning. Father, be with us, guide us, Father. And Father, be with our program this morning, chatting from the Word. Help us to keep this fine program on the air, Father, and help us with the message. Follow me as I follow Christ. And Father, we just pray, we just pray, we just pray, Father, that you help us, keep us in your care as always. Father, and Father, we pray for those that want to some difficult times. We pray, Father, for those that are having hard times. We pray, Father, for those that are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, Father, we just pray, pray, pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And always, Father, keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. I want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we pray for something that is on you. All right. Let me ask you this. Please, when we are doing our prayer time, don't call me personally. If you want to call and talk to the officer, that number is 319-527-6722. Don't call me personally because you messed up the program when you do that. So the number to call if you want to talk with me is 319-527-6722, and we'll appreciate that if you use that avenue to talk with your host this morning. Now, this is our second half, and we thank you for keeping your ears on long enough to get to our second half. We want to thank you for being a part of our day and allowing us to be a part of yours. First of all, we want to ask for your donation. If you can help us out, please do that. Please help us out with a small donation. We only ask that you begin with $5, $5 and up. All concerned about the gospel of Jesus Christ being spread worldwide. Help us out here. Adding from the word. Now, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go to PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. At first, you might get Oscar York Publishing. That is me, too. So put your proceeds there. And also, and again, put in the email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And, of course, beginning at $5, we appreciate any amount that you can afford to put in to help us keep this fine program going. And amen. Do that. Do it today. Do it today if you can do just that. Well, at this time, we usually let you know where you can listen to the, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and, of course, I believe you can catch the other shows on iHeartRadio and Spotify and other internet networks that we're on. You can catch the shows and catch the other shows, and, of course, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and have your ears on and listen to us there, too. That's Blog Talk Radio. Okay? Listen, if you want to help us financially, help us financially. And as I said, if you want to call in, I'll call in number 319-527-6722. Again, that call-in number is 319-527-6722. Hey, hey, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Remember, Oscar, everyone is listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am his host, brother, Oscar, your little voice, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word and putting all important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we hope that we're doing that. We hope that you still have your ears on and ready for our chat portion of the program. And this is it. This is our chat portion of the program. Many times that the chat portion of the program is one of my favorite programs, a part of the program, because I get a chance to chat with you about the Word of God. And as I continue to say through the whole program, if you want to have something to say during our chat time, the number is 319-527-6722. The number is 319-527-2. And we don't want no, especially when it comes to the Word of God, we don't want no one joking about the Word of God that causes it. We want you to be serious when it comes to the Word of God. We want you to give some serious output to help someone in their Christian walk, because I don't know about you, but going to heaven is important to me, and I'm not saying the loss is perfect. Don't go away thinking it's not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. We all say by grace. And no one's no better than nobody else, because we all have sinned. We may sin in different ways, but none of us are perfect. And we all can help each other, regardless of who we are in our lives. What we need to do is observe people, listen, and adhere to things. That's right. Is that most of us, we think we know everything, so we don't want to listen to no one. We believe we know everything, and you can't tell me nothing. But my friend, when you have that attitude, you know what? God can't even tell you nothing. The message of hope might be right there in front of you, but because you believe you're so perfect, you can't. Well, my friend, don't you know with an attitude like that, you'd be very much lost. That's right. You'd be very much lost, and if you have the attitude, you can't tell me nothing because of this and that. None of us are perfect, my friend. You saved by grace, I'm saved by grace, we all saved by grace. I sinned, you sinned, we all have sinned. None of us are perfect. Don't to reach that perfection. Oh, my friend, I listened to the news yesterday and the killings, the shootings at this bar. Although it was LBTJ bar, whatever the initials are, they're people too. They're people too. And they need the saving grace of God as you need it. Oh, my friend, we shouldn't dial nobody, but we should be helping everybody. Problems in the world today. We so much in the world today, we are downing everybody in and I'm helping somebody. Oh, yeah, I'm on my soapbox this morning. I'm on my soapbox this morning. Let's help people this morning. Let's stop downing people because they're not on our level of belief. And sometimes we can fall from our level when we're downing people and then we don't love people. And that's what it's all about, is love. It's love. It's having compassion and being a passionate person. Oh, my friend, if I just get one person to listen to this program this morning, to hear the word of love, hey, I'm doing my, this show does his job. Christ is doing his job. If one person just listens to him, Christ will do his job. He already done it by dying on the cross for you. Do the cross mean something to you, my friend? That's it. We hope it do. Because when Christ died on that cross, he was showing passion and he was having compassion for you and for me. Our motto is, and you know what my motto is here. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we have the Word of God. We don't want to talk under you, nor do we want to talk over you, but we want to talk with you. We want to try to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. And we hope that we are doing that, is reasoning with you when it comes to the Word of God. Now, if we could reason with our pet dog Rolo to roll over, we should be able to reason comes to the Word of God. And I believe sometimes when we can't reason with one another, it's because we all come to end of the studies with our own thoughts and with our own traditions and with our own way of looking at the Word of God, which is just one way, and that's through the eyes of Christ. And as I'm reading from the words and the eyes of Christ and Paul the Apostle's teaching, my friend, you're not going to be saved. And I'm going to put it just like that. Many of us, we want to study the Bible and we want to read what it says about me. Where's my religion? Does it talk about my religion? Does it talk about being a Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, and all that? But I'm here to tell you, when the church was first, when Christ first died for us, he died. He died. Christ died. And once Christ died, the world to be in him. Simple said, simply put, Christ died so that the world may be saved in him and through him, and nothing else and nothing less. So when I study the Bible, I don't study the Bible looking what the Catholics or the Lutherans or the Baptists or the Methodists or the Church of Christ or any other religion believe. I study the Bible to see what Christ wants me to do. I don't know about you, but that's the reason why I study the Bible, so that I can go to heaven and please God. No religion set, no individual, but Christ. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. But first of all, we want to do a little recap, if that's all right with you. 10 and verse 32-33. Here Paul said, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. That God is the church of Christ, because Christ is the one that shed his blood for the church, not God the Father, but God the Son. And that even as I please all men and all things, not the prophet, but the prophet of many, that they may be saved. In short, Paul said, I'm not trying to please myself. Paul said, this is what I want you to understand. I don't want to profit. I want you to be profited, knowing Jesus Christ through me. Understand Paul's message here. I'm giving up everything so that you may believe in Jesus Christ. And when we get to chapter 11, Paul simply says, these words, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. And most people might believe that's a bold statement. That's a statement, Paul. And Paul said, I can assure you that I'm living for Christ. So you can. Oh, yes. That is a bold statement. All of us should be able to reach that point as well, where we can tell others, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. We all should be able to reach that level where people can, when they see us, they see Christ and not us. We not. I don't believe that Paul is talking about perfection here. But he's talking about living, being, doing as Christ. We all got to grow, my friend. We all, including myself, need to grow in the grace and admonition of the Lord. Verse 2 and to down to, let's read it down to verse 11. Paul said, now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of a woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying of have his head covered, honor his head. But every woman that Fred prophesied with her head uncovered is on her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven. But if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For man indeed ought not to cover his head, and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this caused the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. Because I want Paul to talk with you about what he is getting into here with the Corinthian church. And I believe Paul is making certain things positively sure here. After he just talked about not hurting our conscience, and we said because we need to love one another, and we need to love our spouses, our children. Children need to love their parents. Paul is breaking it down more so here. After he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And he said, now, I want you, listen to what Paul says. He said, I want you, brethren, to remember me in all things and to keep the ordinances. Keep the way the right way. Keep what Christ wants you to keep. Keep the way that we should. Keep the as I delivered them to you. Many today want to get upset with Paul. Want to say Paul may be a male chauvinist, don't like women. But this is not the point Paul is trying to make. He goes back to the beginning of time when man, when God created man and when he created woman and the sequences that happened in. And this is what Paul is referring to. Okay, don't miss that mark. Don't miss that image. Because many of us, we want to get upset. That's with women, when you say your husband is your head. Oh, we want to get upset. No, he's not my head. My husband can't tell me nothing. That's the wrong attitude to have. Oh, sure, women, wives, you can share things with your husband, but you must recognize that he is your head. The Christian man, more so. But most of the time, it's us, and I'm talking to the women here. If you can't follow your head, which is your husband, you should never have married him in the first place. Don't get upset, Brother Oscar. I'm just a messenger. If you cannot follow your husband, and if you believe your husband is, some may say, being a fool, or foolish, or crazy, or a drunkard, or whatever they do, you're the one. And here, Christ is saying, Paul is saying to, Christ is saying to Paul, but I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Don't forget the order. Don't forget the order. The head, Paul said, the head of every man is Christ. Christ is our head, brothers. Christ is our head. And at times, we need to allow Christ to be our head. I believe the problems that most marriages are having today, man do not want to step up to be the head. And that is, sometimes our women believe they need to take over because many men don't know head of the family. And I believe today in the world, that's the problem today. We don't want to obey Christ and do as Christ said to do. Many men won't shirk off their responsibility to take care of their family, take care of their children, take care of their home. Oh, I'm not saying putting your family in the palace, no. But we need to recognize, men, that Christ is our. We are like Christ, and we should lead like Christ. We should speak like Christ. We should love like Christ. And then Paul says that, that the head of every one man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Now, women, the man is your head. And if you can your head, and what we mean by head, be your leader, someone that you can listen to, should never marry them in the first place. If you marry someone that don't know Christ and leads you in the wrong way, oh, yeah, you're going to have a world of trouble unless he's a humble man and say, yeah, I want to accept Jesus Christ like you have, honey. I want to be my Christ like you are. That makes a world of difference. That's why one should be always Christ. So that good man will lead her right, lead you right, women. Okay. I feel like that, lead you right, women, in the Lord. And then he says that, and the head of man is Christ. And then we got to recognize that Christ is our head. And the reason I want you to understand this at this point is the next point I'll make, because I believe the world got it so combobulated about the covering and stuff like that. So we're going to leave this lesson with you at this point. And on Friday, we're going to be talking about the covering. What is the covering? What is Paul talking about? Is he talking about the hair, the head? What is he talking about? What is prophecy? Is he talking about? What is he talking about? And what is Paul talking about here when he mentioned these terms? So next Friday, if you join me on Friday, it'll be the Lord's on Friday, we are going to dive a little bit into that, okay? What is he talking about when he mentioned prophesying? We mentioned dishonor. We mentioned prophesying. We mentioned covering. What is the cover? What is man's cover? Our shorn, our shave, our shaven. So we're going to cover those things the next time we are on the air. And that I hope that you join us on Friday as we try to bring a more so on this lesson here. Follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. That is your lesson for today, and we hope that you take it to heart and allow Christ to be all and in all in you, where that you can show the Christ in you. Amen. And amen. All right, this is our closing. This is our closing, and we hope that we said something in the lesson to cause you to think about your salvation, your relationship with the Father, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to be part of your day and allow the Holy Spirit to help you move with Christ so ordained it to be? Christ to be in your day today. Of course, we enjoy bringing this program and praising the Lord with you and allow you to be a part of our day. And we thank you. And we thank you and bless your life. We thank you. We pray with you, please, our Father, which art in heaven. Allow be thy name, thy kingdom is here, thy will is being done. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be in this program on, allowing us to be here. We are preaching and teaching the word. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. We pray that you be with them, go with them, help them to have a beautiful and wonderful day today. Now, may the grace of God, through communion of the Holy Spirit, rest through and abide with us until we meet again. In Jesus' blessed name, do we pray. Amen. Amen. Love everybody. Bye-bye. May God bless.